Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Thursday, the 25th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we've got news around the qualification for the rowing at the Olympics. Also, our skiers have been going very, very well. As we mentioned yesterday, covering off on snow sport, but we've got more good news today for them as well. We'll talk about the basketball in both the NBA and the NBL, as well as covering off on the A-League, where the Phoenix were in action last night. Super Rugby is coming up, and we've seen some squads mentioned or named for the weekend. So we'll have a quick chat about those, as well as looking in on the cricket action, where we've got international action between India and England. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that rowing news. Rowing New Zealand is disappointed that the Olympic qualification regatta will be going ahead in Lucerne in Switzerland. They are of the belief that it's in these COVID times that the next two teams should have been given qualification to the Olympics rather than putting athletes potentially in the way of a pandemic by asking them to travel there. There are 48 hours to make a call as to whether the men's eight and the men's quad teams go out there. They've been talking with the with the rowers from those two teams about it, and we'll see what goes on there. It would cause real logistical issues ahead of the Olympics, because obviously whilst they would not have to quarantine in Switzerland, because New Zealand has got such a good COVID record, they would have to test negative first before racing, which shouldn't hopefully be an issue, but they would have to then obviously quarantine when returning to New Zealand, and then have basically just a month ahead of the Olympics to train and obviously and represent New Zealand. Obviously booking MIQ slots as well means that this all has to be done PDQ or pretty damn quick in the decision making around all of this. Over in the snow sports, and much better news, congratulations to Miguel Porteous, who has won a gold medal in the US Revolution Tour stop. This was in the free ski half pipe, where he racked up a 93.75 score in his first run, and no one could get anywhere near it. He says it's arguably one of the better runs that he's landed in World Cup and X Games competition. So a very good sign ahead of the World Championships that will be held in Aspen between the 7th and 16th of March, and this was in Aspen. In second place was Burke Rudd of Norway, the four times X Games medalist, and Hunter Hess was in third place. Yes, it was a stacked field as well, so this was a very solid gold medal, so well done to him. In fifth place we also had Ben Harrington, the fellow Kiwi from Wanaka. So great results there from both of those skiers ahead of the half pipe this morning, or actually probably may have even happened already, but we'll also bring you news of this tomorrow. We have Ben Barkley, Luke Harrington and Margu Hackett are all competing in the free ski big air, and then Cool Wakashima and Tyne Collins will be competing in the snowboard slope style for New Zealand. So those five athletes also taking part this morning. As I say, their runs might have completed, or they started at 5 a.m. We'll bring you the news of that tomorrow morning here on the Morning Sports Briefing at 7 a.m. So great news from our skiers over there in the USA. Moving on then to the basketball and in the NBA, keeping in the USA, there were 9 games yesterday. Key results saw the Bucks beat the Timberwolves 139 to 112. The Nets beat the Kings 127 to 118. And the 76ers beat the Raptors 109 to 102. So the top three in the Eastern Conference all picking up wins yesterday. The Clippers beat the Wizards 135 to 116 to keep pressure on the Jazz at the top of the Western Conference. They have the Jazz are 25-6, whereas the Clippers are 23-10. So a bit of a gap for the Clippers to close there, with the Lakers back on 22-10. So that's wins and losses for you folks. Over here, keeping with basketball and in the NBL, over in Australia, there was no action yesterday, but tonight there are two games. First up, the Kings take on the Breakers at 7 p.m. A real big game for the Breakers. The Breakers sat down there in 9th place, the Kings in, which is last, the Kings in 6th. So a good opportunity here for the Breakers to add to their one win this season and to start to try and put a bit of a run of games together. Also, the 76ers will take on Melbourne. Sorry, the 36ers will take on Melbourne United as well in the NBL. Sticking in Australia and heading over to the A-League, and the Wellington Phoenix travelled to Melbourne Victory yesterday for a game which was a bottom of the table clash. Unfortunately, Melbourne Victory came out on top 2-0, meaning that they climb above Wellington Phoenix into 11th place. This was after a decent draw that the Wellington Phoenix picked up on Sunday. They obviously having to back up that pretty soon afterwards. But then again, so did the Melbourne Victory, who also played on Sunday. So obviously, join us at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning for the Knicks newsletter, where the boys will go through all of the action from those two games and look forward to the rest of the upcoming games for the Wellington Phoenix as well. In the rugby, and yes, we this weekend, Super Rugby Aotearoa kicks off, and we have the Highlanders versus the Crusaders, as well as the Hurricanes versus the Blues. We've already got the Highlanders versus Crusaders lineups for this weekend. Josh Uwani starting on the bench as Michael Hunt takes 10, and Solomon Alamalo, who is transferred over from the Chiefs, will wear the 15 jersey for the Highlanders. For the Crusaders, Jack Goodhue moves out to 13, and McLeod moves in to that 12 jersey, as the Crusaders have injury issues with their centres, with Braden Ennall out for the season and David Havili also injured there. So, but Will Jordan came through and has got the 15 jersey. There were some injury worries around him ahead of this game as well. So that game is on Friday evening, and we will be bringing you post-match reaction to both of the Super Rugby Aotearoa games straight after the final whistle. So do keep it here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Also, join us tonight at 8 p.m. as we preview all four of the Super Rugby games. Yes, that's right, the two games in Super Rugby Aotearoa and also the two games in Super Rugby AU. So do join us at 8 p.m. this evening for that. If you can't join us for any of the shows, don't forget that they are all available as recordings on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, but also we put the recordings up as podcasts, so you can listen to us in your car as you're doing the gardening or whatever. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places, and will get automatically downloaded to your phone. In the cricket then, and we've had the first day of the India versus England third test match. It's a day-night test match, and England went in to bat first, and they were in trouble very early on, as both Sibley and Bairstow both were out for ducks. Zach Crawley put in something of some resistance, scoring 53 at the top of the innings, but nobody else got above 20, and England were all bowled out for 112. Axar Patel picked up 6 wickets off his 22 overs, or 21.4 overs, and Ravichandran Ashwin also chipped in with 3 wickets off his 16 overs. So some good bowling for those two, and India in a very dominant position early on in that test match. England looking to save the test after just the first day. In reply, India reached 99 for three. Rohit Sharma scoring 57 not out at the top of the innings. Is leading the way for India. Jack Leach picked up two wickets from his 10 overs so far. But it's going to be a long 4 days. Well, if I can't see this one going the full 5 days, let's be honest, England in all sorts of trouble straight away there. Also, don't forget that it is the we have the New Zealand versus Australia second T20 game tonight down in Dunedin. This afternoon down in Dunedin. That starts at 2 p.m. New Zealand winning the first T20 that was held in Christchurch. You have now started the day the best way to speed all of the important sports news. If you would like to support New Zealand Sports Radio bringing you all of this coverage, go over to patreon.com/NZ Sport Radio, where you can become a supporter of New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget also that at 6 p.m. or every day this week, we have been releasing interviews from the jet sprints at Merrimeri at the weekend. So you can catch up with interviews with some of the drivers, ex-drivers and navigators as well from that event. It was a cracker in Merrimeri.